This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compare the recitation of the Quran to a business transaction? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً يَرْجُونَ تِجَارَةً لَن تَبُورَ.
Those who recite the book of Allah and they give in charity from what Allah gave them, secretly and openly, they seek a reward that never ends. Endless reward, what does that mean? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam before Islam was known to have two occupations. He was a shepherd and he was a merchant. There are many wisdoms that the scholars have reflected on as to why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and every prophet before him was a shepherd. But what wisdoms can you think of as to why he was a merchant? Trade makes the world go around. Look around you, the phone that you're using right now to watch this, or your TV, or everything in your house and the clothes that you are wearing, the necessities that you need and the things that are beyond, all made possible by trade. How is that facilitated? By humanity's collective desire for profit, to make more. This kind of conduct, this practice of the believers, the recitation of the Quran, it's being compared to a trade bargain. Why? Because people invest, a man or a woman invest their money, their labor, their capabilities in the hopes that you're not just going to get back what you put in, but rather you're going to profit, that there is more. Likewise, a believer invests his or her wealth, time, labor, capabilities, energy in carrying out the commands of the Creator, in living for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and trying to promote what is revealed, what is good for all of mankind as well. And you have a hope here that you're going to be rewarded, but Allah will bless you with so much more from His bounty. And there's a great difference between these two kinds of transactions or bargains. In the worldly trade, there is the risk of loss, along with some hope for profits. There's always that risk. But in the bargain that a sincere servant has with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no risk of loss whatsoever. Someone might ask, don't you lose time reading the Quran? Don't you lose time reading an hour or two every single day and doing acts of worship? Now, we all appreciate that there are certain actions that although they take time, they will add immense value to the remaining portion of our time. For example, exercise takes a lot of time, but it gives back in a way that helps you in every other area of your life, such as your mental state, your productivity, your energy. In fact, it contributes to your life in so many different ways. It is a blessing to take care of one's body. Furthermore, there is an added barakah, a blessing added to one's life in the remaining portion of what you gave away. And so as you recite the Quran, the time that you gave, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put blessings, barakah, in the rest of the other time. And of course, this applies to many other habits. Building relationships with people that are meaningful relationships, takes an incredible amount of time. But these relationships enrich our lives. The greatest relationship to enrich is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Quran does all of these things and more. What does it bring to your life? Healing, stabilizes you, it guides you, it instructs you, prioritizes your life, it helps you to be resilient when you're going through hardships, and it extends your life beyond the days you spend on this earth, meaning you're going to experience a great reward. Some people look at stocks and cryptocurrencies, degrees and real estate, hoping for some kind of future return, some benefit or value. But this particular verse we are talking about, those who recite the book of Allah, this is the verse of the Qur'an, the reciters, you're hoping here for something much greater than just the time that you put in. You're hoping for a return, a profit here, a return that does not end. It does not run out. It is endless. Now, it's hard for us to imagine the comparison between putting in an hour and getting back an eternity. But some people in this life hear about certain stocks or cryptocurrencies or anything else. They hear that it's going to skyrocket in value. So what do some people do? They rush and they spend hours researching and they invest a lot of things hoping for a massive return. If you want to see FOMO, the fear of missing out, look at those who rush to secure acts of worship, to remember Allah with every waking hour. And that's the one thing Aisha radiallahu anha, she reported that the believers would regret on the Day of Judgment, an hour that passed by and you didn't remember Allah. So let's all make this commitment together. Today is the perfect time to commit. Write this down if you can, inshaAllah ta'ala. I will read the Quran every day, inshaAllah. You can type it as a comment here or on your phone, in your journal, or anywhere else. But make sure to write it down. Set a sincere intention. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you and us people of the Quran.